With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran has launched missiles while discussions on a ceasefire go on.
Iran has responded to President Donald Trump's address to Americans on the war with new missile attacks targeting Israel and the Gulf Arab states, underlining Tehran's insistence that it rejects Washington's outreach for a ceasefire while maintaining its grip on the Strait of Hormuz. Britain Thursday plans to hold a call with nearly three dozen countries about how to reopen the strait, through which 20% of all oil and natural gas traded passes in peacetime. The call will discuss diplomatic and political measures that could restore shipping once the fighting's over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A key agency has approved President Trump's White House ballroom project. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on the story.
The National Capital Planning Commission approved the project despite a federal judge's order halting construction unless Congress gave its approval. The Trump-appointed chair of the commission said the agency went ahead with the vote because the judge's ruling affects construction activities, but not the planning process. During a public comment period, comments were overwhelmingly opposed to the ballroom, which is estimated to cost $400 million and will rival the size of the executive mansion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says Pam Bondi is out as his attorney general. Trump, in a social media post on Thursday, named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as the acting attorney general. Though three people familiar with the matter have said he has privately discussed Lee Zeldin, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, as a permanent pick. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 61 points, the NASDAQ rose 38, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is taking a strong stand for religious freedom.
Legal analysts say the legacy of the current high court will include a number of things, amongst them an unprecedented determination to carve out protections for people of faith in an increasingly secular nation. This week's 8-1 ruling striking down a Colorado law that forbids counselors from helping young people abandon the LGBT lifestyle is just the latest. And in many of these rulings, liberal justices are joining the conservatives for big majorities. Michael Harrington reporting.
There's a new push to overturn gay marriage. Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and several other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says when marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. This is SRN News. Alex Vega reports mortgage rates are rising.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.46%. That's the highest level in nearly 7 months. Mortgage rates have now risen 5 weeks in a row. As mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for home shoppers, limiting what they can afford. While still down from a year ago, the recent rise in mortgage rates threatens to dampen the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
The Trump administration has scaled back its plans to dismantle the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Under the new plan, the Bureau's headcount would be reduced from 1,700 authorized employees before Trump's second term to roughly 515 staffers. The administration originally intended to shrink the Bureau's staff to around 200 employees. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.